To address the question of whether or not leadership matters, all we have to do is reflect on our own experiences of work. Most of us will spend more time working than performing any other activity. We know that people do not leave bad jobs, they leave bad bosses. The Mayo Clinic in the US found that the person you report to at work is more important to your health than your family doctor. When you take a minute to consider this, it's quite staggering. But it's also not hard to believe. So what does this say about leadership? Well, a couple of things. First and foremost, the position of boss does not make someone a leader, but it does give them influence, for better or for worse, over the work, lives, and well-being of those for whom they are responsible. Second, when people are unwell and unhappy in work, they do not work well. They are not engaged, and they do not perform to their potential. Third, it is a function of leadership to bring out the best in people. Leadership involves connection and social influence. It involves connecting people to the best of themselves, to each other, and to a common purpose. Leadership is about bringing people together and maximizing collective effort towards a common goal. Now, think back to your own experiences of work or sport, and no doubt you can recall a time when you felt less than inspired, when you put in less than your best effort, and your outcomes suffered. You lost the game, you lost the client, you missed the bid, ended up hating the job, not liking work, maybe even feeling sick. You experienced a lack of leadership. You might have had a boss or a manager or a captain at the time, but the process of leadership was missing. Now, think about a time when you have experienced leadership, when you've experienced success, when you've had the win or got the job done or exceeded expectations, or you know what, maybe you didn't even quite have the win, but you know full well that you and everyone around you put in their very best effort. Now, it might not have been your boss that made this happen, but it was leadership. Leadership is a process, not a person. It is the process of people coming together and maximizing their collective effort towards a common purpose. Sometimes, ideally often, this process is enabled by individual leaders, but not always. So, when leadership is lacking, the negative ramifications on individuals and organizations can be severe. The well-being and performance of those for whom the boss is responsible will suffer. And when good leadership happens, potential is unleashed. People come together, they bring the best of themselves, and they engage in collective effort towards a common purpose. It should be getting clearer now what leadership is and that leadership does matter. The $100,000 question is, how do you do leadership well? We've been attempting to answer that question for literally thousands of years. And today we have countless theories and ideas and experts, some self-proclaimed and some actual, all attempting to explain how to do good leadership. The only hints I'll offer at this point is that good leadership is not determined by any individual traits such as how tall you are, how hot you are, how loud you are, what your gender is, what your skin color is, how well educated you are, or how much power you wield. Good leadership is about who you are at your core and how you live and move in the world. And learning how to lead well is a lifelong pursuit. Welcome to the journey.